I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. For the past year, a citizen science program has been tracking osprey populations around Connecticut. Early indications are that these charismatic birds of prey seem to be doing quite well in the state. In 1972, there were only 7 active osprey nests in Connecticut. The birds were listed as endangered or threatened in many states due to the widespread use of the toxin DDT. It was banned that same year, and now, thanks to that, and things like catch limits on menhaden, which are a favorite food of the bird, the Connecticut Audubon Society knows of nearly 500 osprey nests in the state.
In the state of Connecticut, our ospreys tend to, by and large, be found along the coast. That is where the huge preponderance of osprey nest sites are. Other ospreys, and in much smaller numbers, are found going up along the rivers like Housatonic and the Connecticut.
Alexander Brash is president of the Connecticut Audubon Society. It's coordinating a program called Osprey Nation, which recruits volunteers to spot and monitor osprey nests. Brash says the idea is to use ospreys as a bioindicator, a touchstone for the overall health and ecology of their environment. He says only 5% of nests, a total of 14, were found in utility poles, and even fewer were found on cell towers.
The good news was that over 75% of our ospreys were up on human-made platforms, the kind of platforms that have been made for them by state's DEP department or Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts.
And here's some more good news about the birds. Brass says at least 95 pairs of ospreys have produced young this year, averaging about 2 chicks per nest. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.